99 Sports presents High School Volleyball.
The serve clipped the net. It's overpass, free ball. Mestel, her hammer, hit the net. It popped up. That allowed St. Paul to play it, and they'll pass it over. Middle attack is going to be dropped on the block. Sokolowski.
Tonight, it's a Lou Platt Conference Triangular from Donovan as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals battle the Orr Chanticleers and Kearney Catholic Stars. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Here's Carson again outside, tips it over. The dig is made by Fisher. Set back to Heiss, and Heiss gets it across. Chanticleers dig. Peterson attack, down and good. Five in a row for the Chanticleers.
Both Kearney Catholic and Ord are rated in the top five, so Donovan Trumbull will be looking to pull an upset on their home floor. It's the Cardinal Try coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Donovan with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to high school volleyball action on Central Nebraska's Classic Hits, 98.9, and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. We're ready to bring you some high school volleyball, Lou Platt Conference style tonight, as the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals welcome in the Ord Lady Chanticleers and the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Coming up, we'll take a look at our starting lineups and get you ready for tonight's matchup. The Chanticleers come in 11-3, ranked 5th in C2. For Kearney Catholic, they'll be coming off their first loss of the year to Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday. They were ranked number 1 in Class C1. They'll lose that ranking. SCOTUS will be number 1, I would assume, in all the papers next week if they can complete the sweep, complete their action this weekend. And then Donovan Trumbull comes in with a record of 9-8. They're a good volleyball team, but they're going to have their hands full tonight. If they could get one tonight, they would have to be pretty happy about playing at home and getting a win tonight. We'll look at the starting lineups in a minute here on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's take a look now at the starting lineups, brought to you as always by our friends at Five Points Bank. Five Points Bank and Kearney taking care of all of your banking needs. First off, for the visiting team, the Ord Lady Chanticleers, their service rotation begins with number 14, a 5'11 junior, Nikki Carson. Number 2, a 5'9 senior, Katie Peterson. Number 11, a 5'11 senior, Molly Waliak. Number 8, a 5'9 junior, Kaylee Felton. Number 10, a 5'8 junior, Megan Alexander. And number 4, a 5'9 senior, Holly Heil. No libero for the Ord Lady Chanticleers, who come into the nice matchup with a record of 11-3, ranked 5th in Class C2, coached by Wendy Alexander, Carla Callen, and Jennifer Remarade, as they are 11-3. For the home team, Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, number 3 is a 5'5 senior, Emily Linneman. Number 2 is a 5'5 senior, Bailey Rainforth. Number 10, a 5'7 senior, Molly Greener. Number 11, a 5'5 senior, Katie Pfeiffer. Number 1, a 5'4 senior, Kayla Heinrichs. And number 14, a 5'9 sophomore, Kaylee Glover. The libero is number 25, Jordan Brummer, a 5'2 sophomore. Tara Jones, the head coach, assisted by Mandy Buteris. And we'll take a look at more of the starting lineups and give you a little more pregame right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids. supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Well, they have the national anthem going before the starting lineups here, so let's finish off what we had for you for Donovan Trumbull. Their head coach is Tara Jones, assisted by Manny Buderis, coming in with a record of 9-8 on the season. Picked up a win in their last matchup, going 5 sets to defeat Ravenna at the Adams Central Tournament over the weekend. They went 1-2, beating Superior, losing to Adams Central and Centura. They put together a 4-game winning streak early in the season, sat at 4-2, but since then they are 5-6 with some losses to Fillmore Central, State Rated in C1, Alma, as we said, a couple to Adams Central, and also to Hastings St. Cecilia. For Ord, they've been able to put together a little bit of a winning streak of their own right here. The Chanticleers had kind of a rough Kearney Catholic Invitational. There were 4 teams that were ranked in the top 10, and after defeating Heartland, they lost to St. Cecilia in the semifinals and Concordia in the consolation match. And so Ord has rebounded since then and won 5 in a row against teams to the north: Atkinson, West Holt, O'Neill, Valentine, Ainsworth, and Boone Central. The starting lineups have been brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank, taking care of their customers one at a time. We're ready for high school volleyball. Our triangle are about ready to get underway here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, and Trumbull, and the World Wide Web, as always, at Platte River Preps. com. Up next, it is Donovan Trumbull and Ord. Kearney Catholic, the third member of this triangular, will bring it to you after this. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
And welcome back to Donovan. We want to thank Dan, the athletic director here, Donovan Trumbull, and all the fine sponsors for allowing us to bring you high school sports. Tonight it is volleyball. Tomorrow night it is football here on Classic Hits. Kearney Catholic will be taking on the Ravenna Blue Jays. And on ESPN 1460 tomorrow, Shelton and Kennesaw, battle of unbeaten teams in Class D1. Both pregames at 6:30 and kicking off at 7 o'clock. So let's get things underway. Looks like Ord has won the toss, and they will serve it away, moving from left to right. Donovan Trumbull from right to left. And we are ready to get some high school volleyball underway here on Classic Hits, KKPR, and FlatRiverPrep.com. Nikki Carson will serve it away for the Chanticleers. And quickly, Donovan Trumbull will go to the middle and get a kill from Bailey Rainforth and get things underway on the right note here as the Cardinals score the opening point here of our match. And they lead it by a score of 1-0. Emily Linneman will go back and serve it away. Linneman puts it into the far corner. Carson in the middle will tip it out to the outside. Wolniak rolls it across. Donovan Trumbull with the easy pickup. Go to the outside. Big swing is down and good again by Rainforth. Back-to-back kills by Bailey Rainforth. And I think Donovan Trumbull knows that if they're going to get a win, it's a better chance against Ward than against Kearney Catholic and get a chance to come out with some early momentum here. And Linneman will go back and serve it away again. So they're off to a good start here And the Cardinals serve it deep middle, picked up Alexander, right side attack, taken across by the Chanticleers and Peterson. Set made by the Cardinals, and they're just going to dump it across. Their overpass by the Chanticleers is out of bounds. Nice play by Donovan Trumbull and Katie Pfeiffer, the center, one of the two starting centers in the 6-2. Dumped it over, gets the kill. Donovan Trumbull's up 3-0 here in the early going. Litteman floats it across to get it. Alexander. Carson sets outside. Welniak attaches into the net. Chanticleers haven't got their legs out under them from the bus ride down south. A couple of errors to go along with a couple of nice plays by Donovan Trumbull, and it is quickly 4-0. Litteman, far right side, lets it flow pretty deep serve. Going to be played there by Peterson. Set to the right side. The attack is going to be out of bounds. Peterson out of bounds off the Heil dig, and it is now 5-0. Linneman just going to try and keep that volleyball in, give her team a chance. Serve right down the middle. Again, it's at Alexander. Carson sets Alexander in the back row. She'll terminate. So they get it to the back. Alexander gets her first swing, and maybe the Chanticleers will go with a different alignment when they start the next set. I think they thought they could get through this first set, keep a couple of the big hitters in the back row. Now Alexander rotates into the front. Chanticleers are on the board, trailing by a score of 5-1. And getting ready to serve is Katie Peterson. Line shot down the middle, picked up there by Heinrich. Set to the outside. The Cardinals are deep on that one from Greener. And the Chanticleers get two in a row. Back to serve it away again will be Peterson. Most of these Chanticleers played together last year. They lost a couple of seniors, but the core group back, and that's why they were ranked pretty high in the preseason. And an ace serve going to be registered here for Katie Peterson, and it's quickly 5-3. Now, that's the one thing Donovan Trumbull has to guard against. They build that 5-0 lead. Don't give it all back in one rotation. Peterson to serve it away again. And Katie serve, line drive down the middle, handled by Heinrich. There's the set by Linneman to the left side. The attack can be driven across by Greener. Chanticleers pick it up. Alexander into the tape. It was not blocked. And that'll be a hitting error. Make it 6-3. Donovan Trumbull will get the ball back. To serve it away is going to be Bailey Rainforth. And entering the ball game here for Coach Jones is going to be Kenzie Clokey, I believe, has slid into the game. And the serve right down the middle, handled there by Holly Heil. To the outside, the left-handed attack is going to be down and good for the Chanticleers, and Kaylee Pelton will get it. Cardinals are in the net anyway, but the ball was on the floor by the time that whistle rolled out, and it's a side out for the Chanticleers. And Molly Welniak now goes back to serve it away. And Welniak serves strong down the middle and too strong. They'll let it go. It's out of bounds. And the first service there of the match will bring it back over to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, and back to serve it away will be Molly Greener. Greener into that far right-hand corner. Fires the serve away. Cuts it to the middle. Heil is back there again. Excuse me, that was Peterson that time. Set to the outside. Alexander's attack. Far corner down and good. So Alexander will get her second kill. Chanticleer's on the side out at 7-5, and into serve it away for Ord will be Jerry Tuma, the 5'4 senior, wears number 16. Checks with the coaches about the service zone. And Tuma lets it fly. A lot of topspin on that one. Pass close to the net. They keep it out. But no, they say no, they didn't. Donovan Trumbull center, Emily Linneman, got the set, and then when she came down, must have brushed the net with her elbow. That comes off the strong serve from Tuma. And after falling behind 5-0, Ward has cut it to 1-7-6. And Tuma to try and tie it up here. Goes to that far left-hand corner and cuts it down the middle. Play to the back row. It stays there to the outside. Clokey's attack, dug out by Welniak. Here's the set for Alexander on the outside, and she hits the back line. We're tied at 7. So it's been already two little quick runs in this ball game. Alexander with her third kill. Tuma going for 3 in a row for the service line. Linneman gave Donovan a big lead early, but now we are tied at 7. And Jerry Tuma with the serve. Just dropped it across the net. Picked up there by Rainforth. Quick set in the middle. The attack by Glover is going to be down and good. Kaylee Glover with her first kill, the fourth kill for Donovan Trumbull. And the Cardinals will retake the lead here at 8-7. Back to serve it away will be Katie Pfeiffer. Starts off with the four spot here for Coach Tara Jones. Serve across to Welniak. There's a set. Tuma go the outside. Carson gets her first swing. It's dug out by the lefty. And pass back across here. Donovan Trumbull overpass. Here comes the set to the right side. Carson with the set. The attack is blocked out of bounds. The Chanticleers look at the point. Holly Heil. It's a good block at the net, but when you're right against the out-of-bounds standard, there's not a whole lot of room for error, and that'll be the first kill for Heil. And back to serve it away will be Megan Alexander. Doesn't waste any time. She'll get a quick service ace. Donovan Trumbull was playing off the back line, tried to backpedal Rainforth, and it got up on her shoulder there. And it's going to be 9-8. Ward has their first lead on their first ace serve, second ace serve of the game. Alexander, another strong serve, takes it up the libero. Brummond to the 10-foot line will be set across there by a little bit. Chanticleer's chance again. It's going to be set to the outside. Heil into the net. No block, just rolled along the tape and came back on the chance side. For the Lady Chance, we'll give it up, and it's 9-9. And Kayla Heinrichs will re-enter the ball game here for the Cardinal to go back and serve. You're listening to Lou Platt Conference Volleyball Action on Classic Hits 98.9. And the World Wide Web is always PlatteRiverPreps.com, your source for all high school sports information. Serve across, and Carson goes to the outside, and the lefty was not blocked down the line, and she hammered it down for her first kill. Mickey Carson makes it 10-9 Ord. And you got to get used to playing the left-hander. You're always going to be a left-hander of any skill like Carson is. You should be able to get a couple of early ones because the team forgets that you're a left-hander, the defensive team. All of a sudden, you just switch up hands, and you're going, uh-oh, as the serve is across, and the Cardinals don't handle it very well. They pass it over. Alexander to Carson, slide right side. Peterson cuts it to the floor. First kill for Katie Peterson, and Ord has their first two-point lead at 11-9, shaking off the early 5-0 deficit. And Holly Heil back there to serve it to complete the first time through the rotation. And we're going to get a timeout right here by Donovan Trumbull. It was a good start for the Cardinals. Now they've got to find their momentum again in the first set. 11-9, Ord will be right back.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. Back with you here at Donovan Trumbull. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors as we are in the first set of our first match of this Lou Platt Conference Triangular in Donovan. Donovan Trumbull trailing Ord 11-9. Kearney Catholic will be on hand for the next two games. Our next match, Ord and Kearney Catholic, will be a battle of top 10 teams, number one in C1 against number five in C2. And ready to serve it away is Holly Heil out with Donovan Trumbull timeout over to Brummond. Pass still stays in the middle of the floor, and Donovan Trumbull not getting the swings that they did earlier. Carson set, middle attack, Welniak, it goes out of bounds. I don't think it was blocked. Oh, yeah, they do say it was blocked. So Welniak's going to get credit for the kill. Molly Welniak, her first kill, and Ord will stay on point. I think even the Ord coaching staff, they were getting ready to sub. They thought it was Donovan Trumbull ball. Heil serves it across, picked up there to the outside, set over again. It's up that time by Glover. Chanticleers have it. Welniak on the left side is too strong on that attack. And out of bounds it goes. Now it will be Cardinal volleyball. And Molly Greener checks back into the volleyball game. And back to serve it away will be Jordan Brummond. 12-10 Ord, game one. And the serve. Nice cross-court serve right in the middle. Picked up there by Heil. Now to Carson. The lefty jams it down. Second kill for Carson. Right back over to the Chanticleers. So after getting that 5-in-a-row to start, Donovan Trumbull has not scored on their serve. It's been a side out, and that's the only way they've been able to pick up a point. So now Carson to go back and serve for the second time in the match. 13-10 Ord. And Carson fires it down the middle, picked up by Brummond, set to the outside. Now a good swing down for the Cardinals. Molly Greener with her first kill. A little bit easier to score when you can pass the volleyball, and Donovan Trumbull did it early and then went into the tank and now got a good pass there and a result. At the point. Back to serve it away, Emily Linneman, who got 4 in a row last time. Here she gets an ace. That'll be the first ace serve for Donovan Trumbull and the first point that they've scored on serve since Linneman was back there at the start of the match. Chance to tie it up now, midway through game one. Float over to Alexander. Carson, short set right side. Peterson finds the back line for her second kill. 14-12, Lady Chanticleers. And back to serve it away will be Peterson. Peterson the senior, Heil the senior, Weliak a senior, Carson and Alexander and Pelton all of juniors. And we've got an out-of-rotation called on Donovan Trumbull. A free point there for the Chanticleers. Put it down as an ace serve in the book for Katie Peterson. That'll be a free one. It'll be her second. And it's a three-point game again for the Lady Chanticleers. And now Coach Tara Jones wants to make sure they don't get called for it again, so she's checking her rotation. And the official said they just moved a little too quick. And everything has been taken care of, so now it's time to serve it away. Here's Peterson. Over to the left side, passes off the mark. The Cardinals are going to have to scramble. It's punched over from the back row by Heinrichs. Ward's got a chance to get a free one. They'll go to the lefty in the middle. Off the bench, Kaylee Pelton is back in, and she'll get her second kill. So Ward with a couple of girls that can go either hand, and it is 16-12. And Peterson continues to serve well here for the Lady Chanticleers. That one's strong and out of bounds. As soon as we say something like that, she got too much mustard on it. And it will be the second service error for Ord. Back into the ball game will be Kenzie Clokey, a 5'8 junior outside hitter. And back to serve it away will be Bailey Rainforth. 16-13, Ord, Donovan Trumbull hanging right in there, had the early lead. Carson sets Alexander's blocked up front by Clokey. The dig is made. Ord's going to try again. Alexander to the outside, partially blocked. On the Ord Chanticleer side, the swing by Pelton. Great dig in the back row by Linneman. It's back over to Ord. They're going to have to try it a third time. Comes across Welniak. I think it's out. No, they call it in. Just caught the tape. The Lions gal right on top of that one. Welniak saw that Donovan Trumbull was out of system there after making two great defensive plays. Just couldn't do it a third time. And now Welniak will check out, and Haley Orrin will come in for the first time to serve another senior for Ord. That was the best point of the match right there. 17-13 as the Krausty comes to Brumman. Chanticleer's on defense. Wait for the attack by Clokey. It's tipped and dug out in the back row by Peterson. Carson sets outside. Alexander got a great look, and she'll drive it over the double block. Fourth kill for Megan Alexander. 18-13 Ord. They scored five of the last 6 points to extend the lead here. And Orrin to serve it away again. You're listening to Lou Flat Conference Volleyball on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR-FM. Kearney, Grand Island and Donovan as the serve is right down the middle to Brumman again. Linneman sets right side. This time the attack is going to be Molly Greener, and Ward goes into the bench to try and save it, but can't get it back. Greener will get credit for her second kill. Greener has two. Rainforth has a couple. The team as a total has six. Ward has definitely done better than that. 13 unofficially of their 18 points, so Ward's earning them. Not a lot of mistakes so far in this match for either team. Serving across to Haley Orrin. Back row attack here by Peterson is down and good. Split the back row defenders and give Katie her third kill. And it's pretty balanced for Ord, too. You've got five players with two or more kills right now for the Lady Chance, and they're edging closer to a first set victory now up 19-14. And Jerry Chuma rotates back in to serve it away. Got a couple of points last time she was back there. And Chuma's serve. Goes back corner. Boy, Donovan really playing off the back line. Quick swing to get it across on the second hit by Pfeiffer. Ord has it. Pass way off the mark, and there's a Chanticleer mistake. One of the few ones we've seen from either team, but Donovan Trumbull will get the ball back. 19-15, and to serve it away will be Katie Pfeiffer. Ord has both timeouts. Donovan Trumbull has one remaining. Cardinals jumped out 5-0, and then Ord turned the tide, got up 11-9. And it's been just a point at a time to pull away by Ord ever since. And an ace serve by the Cardinals will make it a three-point game. Katie Pfeiffer with the second ace for Donovan Trumbull, and she's the only player to get a point on serve now besides Emily Linneman. 19-16. Welniak back in for defensive purposes now for Ord. And the serve. Floated across there by Pfeiffer. Chanticleer's go to Carson off the net, and she is out of bounds. Just barely, Carson, that ball came down in a hurry and just missed, and we're going to get a timeout for Ward. So Donovan Trumbull hanging in there in game number one. It's Donovan Trumbull trailing but having the serve. Ward 19, Cardinals 17. We're back after this.
Nobody celebrates Mohawk's anniversary sale like B&B Carpet and Donovan. It's the perfect time to find new flooring at great prices for any room in your home. We have special financing available where you get 3 years no interest when you buy any Mohawk flooring. You won't find a greater selection of products anywhere in the Tri-Cities. Through the end of October, take 3 years to pay for your flooring today at B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only Mohawk floorscape store.
And we're back here at Donovan Trumbull on this Thursday afternoon. Glad you're along with us. Don't forget the UNK volleyball team is home tomorrow night and Saturday. 8th-ranked Lopers will host 9th-ranked Metro State. A whiteout has been called for. Wear your white on the Friday night. And then on Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock, they will be taking on Regis, ranked 22nd in the country. So 9th and 22nd-ranked teams coming on to take on the 8th-ranked Lopers. Hastings College is home Saturday afternoon at 3. The Husker volleyball team on the road this weekend. Michigan State Friday, Michigan Saturday. Back to action here. The serve is not handled by the Chanticleers. It's passed out of bounds. It's going to be an ace, the second ace on this rotation from Katie Pfeiffer. And it's down to a one-point lead for Ord, 19-18. And for Donovan Trumbull, they've scored five of the last six. Ord scored five out of six. Now Donovan Trumbull has come right back to score five of six and make it a one-point game. And Pfeiffer serve takes it to Tuma. Carson sets back row for Alexander. Her attack had that toe on the 10-foot line, but just kept it on the line, not over. And across he goes. Donovan Trumbull gets a swing by Clokey, but it goes into the net. And the error will give Ord the lead back to two and the serve. And back to take it across the net will be Megan Alexander. Ord's been in a little bit of a battle, and the serve goes into the net. And like we said, most of Ord's points have come on kills, things that they have went up and taken care of. There has not been a block game at all. Neither team has an ace block, and really, we saw one rally in there where Donovan had two nice blocks on Ord, but couldn't finish the point. So not a lot of a block at the net. We're seeing the kids pass the ball, and when they do, they're doing some good things. Ord does not pass the ball well here. Sends a free ball across to Donovan. They can tie it. Middle attack. Nice block up front there by the Chanticleers, just as we talked about it. And Peterson, Welniak out of the back row, drives it over. Good dig by Brumman, and the Cardinals will have to set it across. Lindemann will do so. Ord tries to go quick. Nice swing by Carson. It hits the rafter and falls on the Donovan side. Give Carson the kill. Bad break there for Donovan because they made a good dig, but it hit the beam. The beams do kind of hang down here. Donovan Trumbull has shot it right down into the net. Holly Heil now to serve. 21-19 Ord, game one, best of three. Line drive, serve, stays in the back row. Trouble for the Cardinals. Tracked down by Heinrich, and then they watch the ball fall to the floor. Heinrich got to it, put it right back in the middle, and then they watched it fall. 22-19. Let's see if Coach Jones uses her final timeout. She's going to wait one more here, hoping to get the ball back. Holly Heil trying to get Ord back up by four late in game number one. Brumman with the dig. Set is off the mark. Standing spike is way wide, and it's now 23-19. So just as the Cardinals got back into it, Ord takes it right back with three in a row and a timeout called here by Donovan Trumbull. In game one, Ord 23, Donovan Trumbull 19. We're back after this on Classic Hits.
At Killian Motors, it's easy to find your next vehicle. For 32 years, Killian's has delivered the best deals on vehicles, along with first-class service. Pick from extended and crew cab pickups, Acadias, Yukon XLs, and more. And for qualified buyers, they can be driven off the lot with up to 60 months of 0% financing or huge rebates. And right now, your trade-in has never been worth more. Killian Motors, 8th and Central, Kearney.
You're headed in the right direction for service savings.
Ord is 2 points away from a 1-0 lead here in the opening match of our triangular. Don't forget, Kearney Catholic is up next. The Stars will play Ord, and then Kearney Catholic and Donovan Trumbull in our final match. It's Ord 23, Donovan Trumbull 19. Holly Heil still at the service line with a chance to give Ord the first set win. Needs two more points and a serve. Backing up, Donovan Trumbull makes the play with Rainforth. Stays the back row, and Rainforth sets it across. Ord goes slide right side. Peterson driven off Brummer. It probably would have been out of bounds, but Brumman just couldn't get out of the way, so she made a nice play. Back to Ord, and now Carson with the termination. The pass was right up front, so instead of just passing it an extra time, Ward set it right to Carson, and Donovan Trumbull was not ready, and it is game point here for the Lady Chanticleers at 24-19. Heil tried to finish it off. Holly takes a little extra time right in the middle of the service area, fires it across to Brumman. There's a nice pass for up row to Pfeiffer. Right side attack is going to be driven across by Glover. Alexander is able to dig it to Welniak. She'll roll it off the block. The Cardinals pick it up. set to the outside. Here's Rainford. She's locked up at that time by Carson and Peterson. Cardinals take it, though, and then their attack is out of bounds in game one. Goes to Ord. Actually, their biggest lead of any point in this first set, the 6 points that they end up winning by. Ord 25, Donovan Trumbull 19 in the opening set. We'll be back with the numbers in 1 minute.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits 98.9. Let's take a look at the numbers from game number one, which Ord wins by a score of 25-19. For Donovan Trumbull, Bailey Rainforth had 2 kills. Emily Linneman had 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Molly Greener had 2 kills. Katie Pfeiffer, 3 service points. 2 of them aces, 1 kill. And Kaylee Glover had 1 kill. 6 kills, no ace blocks, 3 ace serves for Donovan Trumbull. For Ord, Katie Peterson, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces, 3 kills. Holly Heil, 6 service points, 1 kill. Haley Orant, 1 service point. Kaylee Pelton, 2 kills. Megan Alexander had an ace serve and 4 kills. Molly Leliak, 2 kills. Nikki Carson, 4 kills. And Jerry Tuma had 2 service points. 16 kills for the Lady Chanticleers in that opening set. No ace blocks, and Ord was able to pick up 3 ace serves to win it 25-19 in game one of this best of three. We'll take a break. Be back with the second set after this.
Do you have trouble hearing the radio? How about the phone or TV? Are you avoiding social situations because of a hearing loss? If so, see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide. Or visit us at entphysiciansofkearney.com, caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
September is grand reopening month at Builders in Kearney. The remodeling is done inside and out, and Builders has added thousands of new items. Register from the 17th through the 24th for some fabulous prizes to be given away September 24th at 4 p.m. Must be present to win. $1,000 gift card, $500 gift card, Traeger grill, tools, and more. Visit buildersne.com for information on free clinics, including fast fix-up tips for your home. Builders does a grand reopening best this September at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does it best.
And the second set is underway here, and the Chanticleers are going to get a point, and Donovan Trumbull's going to get a point. So let's tell you how that happened. The kill just registered there by Megan Alexander after the Cardinals picked up a nice point on the Emily Linneman serve that could not be returned. So we are tied 1-1, and Molly Waliak now to serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. It is just off the back line, so Donovan Trumbull will take a 2-1 lead, rotate in with Kenzie Clokey. And back to serve it away is going to be Bailey Rainforth. Rainforth floats that one deep middle, handled there by the Chanticleers and Peterson, but then the set's off the mark, and Ord can't get it over the net. 3-1, Donovan Trumbull. Ord won the opening set 25-19. Kearney Catholic, the third team of the triangular, will play the next 2 matches. Ord at approximately 6, and Donovan Trumbull around 7:15 as the serve is across. Outside, Alexander, big swing down the middle. It goes from the left wing, and Megan now has a match-high 6 kills. And it will be Jerry Tuma to rotate back in and serve here for Ord. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Donovan, Ord, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. And Tuma serves that one, clipped the net, it got across, ready for it is Pfeiffer, so Donovan Trumbull able to return it at Tuma. Carson short set, middle attack, Alexander, termination. That was well executed by the Chanticleers. Number 7 for Alexander, her third already of this game. She's got all 3 kills for Orr to tie it at 3. And Tuma back to the service line. And Jerry serve. Cuts it to the far wing. It's going to be passed out of bounds. They serve. Tuma with the 8. And Orr with the lead at 4-3. That'll be the fourth ace. Each team had 3 in the first set. Neither team had a block, or at least an ace block. But Orr dominated in the kills, 16-6. Tuma, which were 3 in a row. But this one is into the net, so the ace is wiped out by the error. We're tied at 4. Back into the ball game for the Cardinals is Kaylee Glover. And back to serve it away will be Molly Greener. Orr a little bit taller team, couple of 5'11 girls out there. Nobody higher than 5'9 for Donovan Trumbull. Here's Carson, who gets up and it falls down. 5-4 Orr on Carson's 5th kill. 6-7 for Alexander, 5 for Carson, 3 for Peterson, for Donovan Trumbull. Greener and Rainforth have 2 apiece, and that is all. Back to serve it away, Megan Alexander. Orr 11-3, Donovan Trumbull sets at 9-8. And the serve across it goes. Picked up there by the libero. Stabbed out the net. It's going to be blocked back to the Cardinals. Quick swing across by Pfeiffer. Orr will have it to the outside. Hyle. She'll ricochet it off of the block and get the kill. Holly Hyle with her 2nd kill. And Orr now up 6-4. So Donovan Trumbull got off the good starts in both sets. Now they're trying to stay even keel. Don't let Orr pull away here like they did in the opening set. Even though it wasn't a big lead, they got up by as many as 4 and then 5 at 19-14 before it was a 1-point game at 20-19, and then that was it. Orr finished it out from there. Here's the attack on the left wing by the Cardinals, driven down by Clokey. It'll be her first kill, and Donovan Trumbull will get the volleyball right back. And back to serve it away is going to be Katie Pfeiffer. Full of seniors for Donovan Trumbull, 5 seniors in the starting lineup. Glover and the libero Brumman. Our libero is a service right down the middle to Welniak. Outside Carson, they cannot contain her. Even on the double block, Nikki Carson with her 6th kill. So Orr has been very efficient. Their hitting percentage has to be way up there with the number of kills that they have put down here so far. They have not missed much. And back to serve it away, Holly Hyle. And for as little as they're missing, Donovan's been hanging right there with them. Here's the set to the outside. The swing is going to be out of bounds from Lindemann. And it's now 8-5. Orr to 5-3. And Hyle will stay on the service line. Holly, who had 6 points in game number 1 on the service line, gets her first one here in game number 2. Serve is across. Picked up in the back row by Lindemann. Right side attack, taking something off of it and just missing the short side here is going to be Clokey. Good thought, but just an inch off the line. 9-5. And I think we're going to get a timeout called here by Tara Jones. So Orr wins the first set 25-19. They've scored 5 of the last 6 points to go up 9-5 here in the second set over Donovan Trumbull on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to Donovan Trumbull High School. Glad you're along with us on this Thursday evening. Hope things are going well, whether you're out in the field or whether you're just heading home from work or whether you're heading to work. Keep it with us here on Classic Hits 98.9. And if you're on the World Wide Web, glad to have you there. KKPR.com, PlatteRiverPress.com, either one. Get your high school volleyball throughout the night. Our first match, Kearney Catholic, will be up next against Donovan Trumbull and Orr. But right now, Orr is up a set and 9-5 in game 2 on the Cardinals serving. Right side attack, Clokey goes into the net. It's going to be a 4-hitter and make it 10-5. Orr. Don't forget, we got a little football for you tonight on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Unbeaten South Florida against Pittsburgh in a Big East battle. Pre-game at 6:45. Hyle going for 3 in a row for the service line. Dug out by Rainforth in the back row for the 10-foot line. Taking a cloth by Glover, but it's too strong. And now some errors starting to creep in there for Donovan Trumbull. They've been playing clean in the first set, but 3 or 4 errors here in the second set have allowed Orr to go up by 6. We were tied at 4, so it's a 7-1 run. Serve right down the middle again. Good pass by Rainford. There's the set by Pfeiffer. Middle attack going to be dropped down to a wide open back row. Getting the kill, Kaylee Glover, her second. That's a little more of what the Cardinals were looking for. Right down the middle at 9-8. A couple of losses to Adams Central, who was off to a really slow start, but has started to put a few more in the win columns. Ventura, who bounced into the state rankings earlier this week, that was one of their recent losses as well. Serves across by Heinrichs. Ward goes to Carson. The lefty drives it across. It's dug out. It hits the standard. Stays on Donovan's side. They have to punch it over, and it sails wide. So Carson's going to get credit for her seventh kill with a little help there from the Raptor. Into the ball game for the chance, Kaylee Pelton. And Carson goes back to serve it away. Mickey has not scored on her service. Goes aggressive down the line to Linneman. Set to the right side. The attack is driven through the double block by Kaylee Glover. Glover with her third kill, and right back over to Donovan Trumbull, but the Cardinals need to find a way to score on their serve, even just one, get a couple in a row. They're side-outing a little bit, but they need to get a couple in a row. Down 12-7, and the serve by Brumman. Ward goes quick, right side, big swing by Peterson, is passed back out of bounds. Peterson gets the kill. A lot of heat on that one from Katie Peterson, first kill of the game, fourth of the match, and again, Ward does not allow Donovan Trumbull to score on their serve. Just 1 point so far here in this second set. 13-7, and the serve is a line shot over to Brumman. Decent pass, and then they decide to go back row, and nobody was sure what to do, so they have to bump across. Free ball here for Ward. They go up to Pelton. She'll put it away. Third kill for Kaylee Pelton. And it is 14-7. Ward now has doubled up Donovan Trumbull with Katie Peterson on the service line. Had a couple of aces in the opening game. One of those was an out-of-rotation call. Here's a late stab at it. Brumman thought it was going to be out of bounds and changed her mind. Has to be passed across. Ward goes right to Carson, sets to the middle, and it's going to be driven across by Weliak, and they say that it hit the floor. Weliak with the kill. Molly her third. And the Chants are pulling farther away now, 15-7. Peterson to the middle of that service area. Cuts it across. Again, Brumman makes the play. Set to the outside. Here's Glover driving it over. The Greener driving it over. The dig is made. Now Pelton is going to be just off the back line and out of bounds. Side out for Donovan Trumbull. And back to serve it away will be one of their setters, Evelyn Linneman. Linneman and Pfeiffer in that setting role here. Look, that soft one across. And Orr just has their feet kind of stuck in the mud there. Kyle said, that's got to get here. And no, it just bounced in front of her. So a serve. For Linneman, she is by far their best server tonight. She's got 7 of their 10 service points, and there's another ace. Back-to-back aces for Emily Linneman. She's pulled the string on it, and Ward's going to go to the bench. Coach Alexander's going to go with McKenna Shelton in as a defensive replacement here. Try and pick that ball up, and let's see what Coach Jones wants to do. Will they go with the new gal, or will they move it around? Let's go with the new gal. Shelton handles it. Carson back set. Pelton outside is just off the back line. Missed it by less than 6 inches. And now Donovan Trumbull has got 4 in a row, and they're clawing their way back here. 15-11. Linneman serve. Knuckleball picked up there by Shelton. Carson sets middle. Weliak, good look over the single block, and Heinrichs with the dig. They'll go back to Heinrichs and instead pass it across out of bounds. Boy, some communication problem on that one for Donovan Trumbull. Just when they had the momentum turning, Ward sent across a pretty easy one for them to handle, and it was misplayed, unfortunately, by the Cardinals. And now Shelton checks back out because into the front row will rotate Holly Heil. And Molly Waliak will serve it away. 16-11 Ward, game two. They won the first one 25-19. Here's the outside attack, driven down and good on the left wing by Molly Greener. First kill of the game, third of the match. Back into the ball game will be Cloakie, and to serve it away will be Rainford. Jim Carney, Catholic, and Ward will be our next match here on Classic Hits. The Stars, number one in C1, did suffer their first loss of the year to Grand Island Central Catholic on Tuesday night. Ward has got back up to fifth in C2. Here's Pelton through the double block for another termination, her fourth. 17-12, Shannon clears. After tonight, Donovan Trumbull will step down in Class D and play two pretty good teams, state-rated Kiltner at the Kiltner Tri and Heartland. And those matches coming up next Tuesday. And Jerry Tuma now in for Ward. We'll tell you about what the Chants have coming up next in a moment. Tuma to serve. puts a full across there to Brumman, stays the back row, and has to be passed across by Pfeiffer. Here comes Ord to Carson. Quick swing. I think it's out. Yes, it is. Checking with all the linesmen, and out of bounds it goes. Up next for the Chanticleers after tonight, it is the Gothenburg Invitational this weekend, and then they will go to Loup City next Thursday, take on Loup City at Adams Central. So Ord hoping to see some competition that they can handle on Saturday as Carson cuts one into the net, and it's going to be another point for Donovan Trumbull. They cut it to 3-17-14. They've been playing from behind most of the match, but have not wilted, have not folded. And Greener with the serve. Across to Waldiak. Pass off the mark. Tuma got it back across, but it's a free ball above the net. Tipped down and good. And I believe it's going to be Clokey. It was either Clokey or Glover. They both went up there. I'm going to give it to Kenzie. And Ord's going to call a timeout. So Ord was up by 8. Now it's 2. First set to Ord, 25-19. And now 17-15 Ord game 2 here at the Donovan Trumbull Try on Classic Hits.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Donovan Trumbull High School. We're glad that you're along with us on this Thursday night for Luplat Conference Volleyball. Ord up a set and 17-15 in game two, but just like they did in the opening set, Donovan Trumbull has rallied here, and now on the Ord timeout, they'll have a chance to continue the serve back there with Molly Greener. She's got two in a row. And since being down 15-7, Donovan Trumbull has went on a 8-2 run. And we're ready to play. Greener serve across to Alexander. Stays the middle. Carson runs it down. Back row attack. Peterson didn't get it over the net. And now Ord's not passing the ball well. That's what got Donovan Trumbull down by 8. And Ord a couple of missed passes there. And Greener can tie it up here with this service point. And here she goes from the far right-hand corner. Cuts it over to Alexander. Good pass that time. Carson, middle attack. Heil blocked up front. Ace block. First of the match, and it's Kaylee Glover. And we're tied at 17 on the Glover ace block. Greener now to give the Cardinals the lead. They let it 3-1 at one point. And after that, Ord went on a run and didn't look back. Jerry Tuma on the dig. Set to the outside. It is close to the net. Alexander couldn't get to it. And Donovan Trumbull has not stopped after that Ord timeout. That's 6 in a row. 18-17, Donovan Trumbull. The latest they've had the lead. Float this one a little deeper. Alexander shoves it up towards Carson. Slide Heil off the block. Down and good. Holly Heil, her third kill. Snaps the 6-0 run by Donovan Trumbull. But, hey, they're back in the ball game now. 18-18. And Megan Alexander will now go back and serve it away for the Lady Chanticleers. Alexander serve. Floats down the middle to Lorraine for it. Set outside. Clokey terminates. Kenzie Clokey with the termination. 19-18. Donovan Trumbull. And back to serve it away will be Katie Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer served down the left side. I'm not sure Donovan Trumbull has beaten the Ord since they've come into the conference. This would really be something to try and force a third set. Carson rolls it over. Cardinals ready. Knocked back by Glover. Look called on Ord. Glover with her fourth kill. And Coach Wendy Alexander now going to start to go to her bench. Checking in will be Haley Orrin. Both teams still have a timeout. And Pfeiffer will try and extend the lead. Donovan will float it down the middle here to Ort. The pass is off the mark. Alexander went and got it. Ort will pass it across. Free ball here for Donovan Trumbull. Set made by Pfeiffer. Short one in the middle. The tip across by Glover. Dig by Carson to the outside. Here's going to be Heil to roll it over. Cardinals have it again. Right side attack. This time Linneman drives it over. Dug out by Alexander. Middle attack terminated by Peterson. Not a lot of crispness on that point. Ort finally got the first look at some good swings. And back into the front row, Weliak. Orange out. Pile to serve. Donovan Trumbull up 20 to 19. And the serve by Heil cuts it into the net. 21-19, Donovan Trumbull. That's the third service error of this game for Ord. Donovan Trumbull has none. But as they say from time to time, you should have a couple errors. That means you get aggressive serving. You want to have a few more aces or at least make it tough to handle. And the jump serve comes across. Ord handles it there with Peterson. Carson at the net tries to stick it across, and she will. Sat on the tape there for a moment. Wasn't sure if that was going to ricochet it out of bounds or not. They kept it in. Carson's eighth kill. Ord won the opening set 25-19. Donovan Trumbull leads 21-20 in the second, and Carson to serve for Ord to try and tie it. Deep serve to Brumman. Here's the set by Pfeiffer. Right side attack. Block up front by Weliak. The Cardinals still have it on their side. Going to have to pass it across. Alexander goes to Carson. Short set outside. Pelton with the kill. And we're tied at 21 here in game number two. Carson picking up her first service point of the match. Whenever our matches end, we always bring you the Misco Sports postgame show. To stay with us here on Classic Hits to recap all the stats. Carson floats it right down the line. Donovan Trumbull thought about letting it go. They decide to play it in Rainforest. Who played it, gets it set back to her, and from the back row gets the kill. Third kill for Bailey Rainforest. Donovan Trumbull 22, Ord 21. And Brumman on the serve now. The libero here for Coach Jones. And the serve is going to be an ace. They let it go. It's an ace. It's 23-21. Ord's got a timeout. Coach Alexander's off the bench. And I think we're going to see a sub instead of the timeout. Jordan Brumman with her first service point. Back into the ball game is going to be McKenna Sheldon. So Donovan Trumbull trying to force a third set here. 23-21 Brumman. A left-handed running powerful serve with an ace. 24-21. Back-to-back ace serves for Jordan Brumman. And the final timeout will be used right here by Ord. It's their last chance. Game point for Donovan Trumbull when we come back on Classic Hits.
It's fall, and we Nebraskans are serious about our football. We pay attention to the punts, the passes, the tackles, and the touchdowns. Same thing goes for hassle-free at the Midway Auto Group. Folks at Midway care about every aspect of your buying and ownership experience. You'll find our lowest prices right there in the window. And when you purchase, you can get a free year of routine maintenance and free car washes for life. Hassle-free. It's a big deal at the Midway Auto Group on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney or online at thinkmidway.com. Think hassle-free. Think Midway.
Well, the Donovan Trumbull fans are having something to cheer about right here. They're making noise during the timeout. They're 1 point away from forcing a third set. Ord was up 15-7 here in game two after winning the first set, and it looked like they might just cruise into a two-set victory. And that's when things turned around with Molly Greener back there at the service line and Kaylee Glover and Kenzie Clokey putting the ball down up front. And now it's 24-21, Donovan Trumbull. And serving it away, Jordan Brumman after back-to-back ace serves. It is game point here for the Cardinals. Ford dropping back only three defensively. Weliak, Alexander, and Sheldon. And Brumman ready to go. The left-handed serve fired across pretty deep. Alexander has it to Carson. Sets right side. Pelton is blocked. Back over to the Chanticleers. They run into each other. They have to pass it across. Free ball here to Heinrichs. Here's the set by Pfeiffer. Right side attack. Roll to the back row. Alexander has it. Ford set to the outside. Tipped over. Pelton got the kill. The middle was wide open. Pelton tipped it over the single block. And Ward is still alive in game two. But still, two set points here for Donovan Trumbull as Katie Peterson goes back to serve it away for Ord. 24-22. And Peterson serve. Cuts it to the inside corner. There's Brumman. Stays in the back row. Outside, they're going to get a swing. And it's down and good by Molly Greener. Greener gets Donovan Trumbull the win in game number two, 25-22. So each team has won a set. And we'll take a look at the numbers before going to the third set right after this timeout.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow once in a while. You might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Let's take a look at the numbers in set number two. First of all, for the Orr Lady Chanticleers, they started out hot. They put the ball down again. Katie Peterson, 2 service points, 2 kills. Holly Heil, 3 service points, 2 kills. Kaylee Pelton, 4 kills. Megan Alexander, 3 kills. Molly Weliak, 1 kill. Vicki Carson had 1 service point and 4 kills. Jerry Tuma, 2 service points, 1 was an ace. 16 kills, no ace blocks, 1 ace serve for Orr. For Donovan Trumbull, Bailey Rainforth had 1 kill. Emily Linneman had 4 service points, 2 of them aces. Jordan Brummond, 2 ace serves. Molly Greener, 5 service points, 2 kills. Katie Pfeiffer, 1 service point. Kaylee Glover, 1 ace block and 3 kills. And Kenzie Clokey had 3 kills. 9 kills, 1 ace block, 4 ace serves. That's enough for Donovan Trumbull to win the second set, 25-22, after Orr took the opener, 25-19. So we'll head to a third set between Orr and Donovan Trumbull to decide the winner in our first match of this Lou Platt Conference Triangular in 1 minute.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
We love high school sports. Best wishes to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Visit the Bank of Donovan for all your banking, investment, and insurance needs. Good luck to the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals from your home team, the Bank of Donovan. With full-service locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Donovan Trumbull serves to start game 3. Orr goes to Alexander quickly, and she'll get the kill. So the Chanticleers get the first point here of game number 3. And Orr will serve it across. Chanticleers get the ball back to the outside. Pelton off the block, down and good. First 2 points go to the Chanticleers quickly. Pelton with her 7th kill. Molly Welniak doing the serving. And they're going to take her out. They're going to bring in Haley Orr to serve. So she got the first one in, and now they'll take her out 2-0. Orr with the lead. Even in game 3, we'll go to 25. Deep serve back. Meddling Kayla Heinrichs makes the play. Set to the outside. Greener goes up. Blocked up at that time by Heil. Dug out by the Cardinal. They'll try again. This time from off the net. It's down and good. And in the net anyway, called on Orr. Molly Greener with her 5th kill. And back to serve Bailey Rainforth. 32 kills for Orr. Only 15 for Donovan Trumbull. 4 ace serves for Orr, 7 for Donovan Trumbull. And the serve is across here by Rainforth. Carson sets for the Chanticleers. Alexander, big swing, gets it down. Alexander leads the Chanticleers with 9 kills. 8 for Carson, 7 for Pelton, 5 for Peterson. For Donovan Trumbull, Greener with 5, 4 for Glover, 3 for Rainforth and Clokey. And Jerry Tuma back to serve it away. Tuma waiting. And serves that one just a little deep. Out of bounds it goes. Back over to Donovan Trumbull. And into the front line for the Cardinals will be Kaylee Glover. And back to serve it away will be Molly Greener. 3-2 Orr. Third and deciding set here. In Kearney Catholic, the third member of our triangular, will be playing Orr next. And they're probably saying this is okay. Tire Orr out a little bit here. Ball back to the Cardinals. Middle attack is going to be down and good, but in the net, called on the Cardinals. So they got the kill, but followed through into the tape. And it'll be Orr volleyball. Welniak back in. Alexander to serve. Again, Orr ranked 5th in C2. So Starney Cavill was expected to get a match and probably still can, but now some tired legs maybe as Orr's going to give an ace serve. a rare sight here for the Chanticleers. Hadn't seen that much since the first set. And Megan Alexander gets her second ace of the match. 4-3 and a chance to tie. Down the left side it goes. Passed into the net. Dug out of the net. Rolled over the net by Glover. And it'll be set to the outside. Driven down and good by Holly Heil. Her fourth kill. Make it 4-4. Or excuse me, let's get that to the other side. Make it 6-2. Load him down on the wrong side. 6-2, oared up by 4. Alexander to serve. And this time she'll float it very short. It's passed back out of bounds. They serve. Alexander taking something off of that one. And Megan now with three aces in the match. Back into the ball game. Greener defensively here for Donovan Trumbull. So 7-2. They're going to have to rally like they did in the second game. Alexander mishit it into the net. 7-3. And Donovan Trumbull will have the side out that they need. Back to serve it away. It'll be Katie Pfeiffer. Don't forget high school football tomorrow night. Ravenna at Kearney Catholic. We'll be at Miles Field, 6:30 pregame kickoff at 7 here on Classic Hits as this serve clips the net and falls over for Katie Pfeiffer, her third ace. And that makes it 7-4. Also tomorrow night football, Shelton, Kennesaw, ESPN 1460. And the Tri-City Storm begin their season tomorrow night on the Breeze, 94.5 at home. Here's Carson on the attack, blocked up front by Cloakie. Horn picks it back up, and it'll be taken into the net, trying to get it over Peterson from the back row. And she hits the tape. So Ward got four in a row. Now Donovan Trumbull with three in a row and still with the serve. Pfeiffer a chance to make it a one-point game here in the third set. Across to Joe's, mishandled in the back row, and they'll call it a lift. 7-6, another ace. And Ward's going to call a timeout right here. So some strong serving from Donovan Trumbull has got him back here in this match. We're even at a set apiece, and in the third and final game, it's Ward 7, Donovan Trumbull 6.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
You're listening to exciting high school volleyball action on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at flatriverpreps.com. Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. This Luplat Conference Triangular has got off to an interesting start. Ward won the first set 25-19. They were up 15-7 in the second, only to see the host, Donovan Trumbull, come roaring back to take game two, 25-22. And now after Ward jumped up 7-2, Donovan Trumbull has got four in a row, including two ace serves from Katie Pfeiffer, causing the Chanticleer timeout. Pfeiffer serves, Carson attacks, and an ace block by Kaylee Glover. She has the only two ace blocks for either team in this match. And so five in a row now by the Cardinals. Ties things up at 7. And Pfeiffer on the serve. What a boost this would be for the Cardinal program if they could get a win here. Carson to the outside. There's a termination for Katie Peterson. Peterson getting a little farther off the net and able to get it around and over those blocks that Donovan Trumbull has started to get a little more secure up there. Ready to serve it away, Holly Heil. She was hot early. She had 9 service points in this match. She'll cut this one down the middle of the lane. Fourth, here is the set by Pfeiffer. Outside, the attack is going to sail wide from Glover. You know it's out when it hits the lines, Judge. So that was up around the shoulder area, and it's 8-8. Out of the serve it away will be Heil for the Chanticleers. That's third of the way here through the final set. Donovan Trumbull goes middle. The attack by Glover around the block. Picked up by Heil. Carson with a quick swing down and good. Nikki's done a pretty good job tonight for the Lady Chanticleers of taking it over instead of setting it. She'll just go up with that left arm and paw it right down to the floor. 10-7, Ward. And the serve across. Here's another outside attack into the net that time for Glover, and now Donovan Trumbull might need a timeout. They'll take it right here. So we've had a game of streaks. It's Ward 11, Donovan Trumbull 7. We're back after this.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And we're back here at Donovan Trumbull High School. Again, we'll thank the fine folks here at Donovan Trumbull for all their hospitality. We're heading into the home stretch of our first match here. It is Ord 11 and Donovan Trumbull 7, the Bisco Sports postgame show coming your way. So stay with us here, and then we'll get into the second match, which obviously not going to start at 6. It'll be a lot closer to 6:30 since this opening match is what 3 sets. Our next match will be what was to be the featured match, the two state-rated teams here, Ord and Kearney Catholic. Right now, the Donovan Trumbull timeout is Holly Heil to serve it away again for Ord. Right side attack going to be taken across there by Clokey. Picked back up by the Chanticleers, but they dump it into the net. Out of bounds, trying to keep it off that antenna, and Welniak couldn't quite roll it across. 11-8 Ord, and it'll be Kayla Heinrichs to serve it away. Heinrichs goes all the way to the back wall, then takes that running start and misses that one. Into the net it goes. So right back over to Ord, 12-8, and re-entering the game will be Kaylee Pelton. Tuma will check out. And back to serve it away is going to be Nikki Carson. Carson, left-handed serve, goes far corner to Heinrichs, passes it to the middle. They go to the outside with Rainforth, and she's going to be wide on her attack. And Ord now leads it 13-8. Donovan Trumbull came back from a 5-point deficit in the opening set to cut it to 1. They came back from an 8-point deficit in the second set to win it 25-22. And now they're down 5 here in the third set. Carson serve. Not a lot on it, just to make sure she keeps it in. Set close to the net. It's tipped across there. Ord tries to dig it out of the net. Can't get the job done. Kaylee Glover with the nice placement. And the Chanticleers on their heels. And it's 13-9 as Donovan Trumbull trails by 4. And to serve it away, Jordan Brumman. She had back-to-back ace serves at 22-21 in game 2. Now Brumman will hit the net. That might have kept it in play. To the outside, the Chanticleers, Welniak blocked up front. Ward digs it again. Right side, they go with the tip. Blocked, ace blocked by Donovan Trumbull's Bailey Rainforth. Chanticleers thought that they could get a quick little tip, but didn't get it around the block. And Rainforth with her first ace block. Cuts it to 3. Brumman will try and get Donovan Trumbull even closer right here. Again, a little running serve, the left-handed slingshot across. Carson sets it all the way to the other wing to Welniak, who tips it over. The dig is made and tipped into the block. Is it in or out? They're going to call it in. Ace block up there by the Chanticleers. Their first of the match. Peterson was up there with Pelton. And Ord now up 14-10. That was right on the line. Back to serve is Peterson. Katie serve down the middle. The pass is off the mark. Brumman runs it down. Has to be passed over. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Carson will set to the outside. Pelton is blocked up front. Maybe a lift on Ord. The ball got back over to Donovan Trumbull. Now they have to pass it across. Free ball here for the Chanticleers. Carson with the set. Middle attack, Welniak. And it's down. Welniak with her fourth kill of the match. 15-10, Lady Chanticleers. Peterson on the serve. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Trumbull, Ord, and the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Serve is a line shot down the middle, close to the net. Overset that time and put away by Welniak. Not much that Linneman could do, trying to stay out of the net. And Welniak tips it down for her second kill here. And now Tara Jones wants to talk to the town official about something. And it is 16-10. So whatever it was is now back over to Ord. Peterson serves it over. Donovan Trumbull needs the ball back, but they make a bad pass and set it up into the Raptors, and they're going to have to use their final timeout, and they will right here. So Ord has taken control. They lead it by 7, 17-10. Ord over Donovan Trumbull in the third and final set here on Classic Hit.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Hey, we are back here at Donovan Trumbull as the Cardinals forced to take their final timeout here in the third and final set as Ward has extended their lead. We were tied at 7, but since then it's a 10-3 run by the Lady Chanticleers, and Katie Peterson has served up 3 in a row to make it 17-10. And the Cardinals are now out of timeout, so they had to make a big comeback in game 2 to force this third set. Can they do it again? Strong serve over to Heinrichs. Here is the set by Linneman. Outside attack by Greener. Off the block, Ward will run it down. Set to the outside, and Alexander late getting there, or else some miscommunication, had to punch it over. Right side, Donovan Trumbull with a quick swing. Nice dig of the back row by Peterson, slapped over by Carson. Off the court, Donovan Trumbull runs it down and passes it over with Rainforth, but it's right up front. Carson didn't go quick kill, set it for Alexander, and she'll put it down. But Ord's called across the line. Wave off the Ord point is going to go to Donovan Trumbull. They came down under the net, stepped across the center line, and it will be Donovan Trumbull volleyball. And putting this one across, Emily Linneman running it down. Carson Alexander got a swing, but she blocked up front. Ace block for Donovan Trumbull, and this one will be Molly Greener. So Donovan Trumbull already starting the comeback. And Emily Linneman, their top server tonight. That's her 10th point. She's on the line. Viper's got 8 points at the service line. And the serve. Takes it down the sideline, picked up there by Peterson. Set to the outside, 10-foot line. Alexander takes it across. Dig made there by Heinrichs. Right side attack goes into the net for Donovan Trumbull. Point forward, 18-12, third set. And Haley Horn will come in to serve it away now for the Lady Chanticleers. Ford 11-3, Donovan Trumbull 9-8. Ford has won 5 in a row since the Kearney Catholic Tournament earlier this month. Serve is across, overpass above the head, and an easy tip down for Holly Heil. 19-12, Ward right back up by 7. On the night, strong serve there from Haley Orris, who gets another crack at it right here. Orris serve, this time is just wide, trying to go to the other side from her left to right. And with the error, Donovan Trumbull will sub Loki back in. And back to serve away will be Bailey Rainforth. 19-13, Ward, third and final set. And the serve down the left side. Back down by Orrin. Set to the outside. Alexander from the 10-foot line goes cross-court. Rainforth with the dig. Set to the outside. Clokey puts it down for the kill. Are they going to say it was blocked? Ward dug it out, but couldn't get it back over. Clokey still gets credit for it, but Ord did run it down. And now Welniak re-enters to the back row. And to serve it away will be Bailey Rainforth. Rainforth serve. Carson sets outside Alexander over the block, and nobody's home in the one slot. And Alexander with her 10th kill. 10 for her, 9 for Carson, 7 for Pelton, 6 for Peterson. All the numbers for both teams coming up on the Biscoe's fourth post-game show. But right now, Jerry Tuma back in to serve it away for the Lady Chance. And Tuma down the middle of Brumman, the libero for the Cardinals. To the outside, Clokey over the double block, but it stayed up pretty high, so Ward had no problems. And now it's going to be driven over Alexander, overpass above the net, in the net on Ward. Alexander with a big swing. It was dug out beautifully by Brumman, but it just sailed a little wide, and Ward, being anxious to go with a quick kill, caught themselves in the net. Side out here, Donovan Trumbull. And here comes Glover with the serve. Nice, strong serve. Gets it across there to Heil. Right side tipped over Alexander. Found the opening on the front right and tips it down. Fourth kill of this game for Alexander. So right now, Ward content to just go back and forth here. They've got the lead at 21-15, 4 points away from the match. And Megan Alexander with the deep serve to Brumman. Nice pass up front. Here's Clokey on the attack. And it's going to go off the back line and all the way to the wall. Clokey with the kill. That'll be her 5th. And get the ball back over to Donovan Trumbull. But again, as we've said multiple times tonight, because the Cardinals have been behind most of the match, they need to get a run going. They're running out of time here. Got one going in the second game, but nothing much here in the third. Serve is across. Overset, free ball. Donovan Trumbull doesn't miss. Clokey puts it home. A rare missed pass that time by Ord, and it's 21-17. Katie Piper, second tonight in serving, is back there. Ord has one timeout remaining. Donovan Trumbull is out. Serve across Welniak. Didn't get much of a pass. Has to be bumped across into the back row. Brummer. Here is the set by Pfeiffer. Outside Floki gets the kill. Floki is heating it up here. Four kills in this game. 21-18. And the fans are getting a little closer to the edge of their seat. Serve across to Alexander. Tuma's going to set. Carson on the outside puts it down. Mickey Carson, who'd been quiet for most of this set, gets her 10th kill. 22-18, Holly Heil to serve it away. Or it's 3 points away from the match, but Donovan Trumbull not giving anything away right now. Serve Heil, clips the net, dug out by Littlewin. They're going to have to knock it across with a 10-foot line. Glover will do so. They're going to slide for the Chanticleer, tipped across there by Peterson. Great take that time by Rainforth and set across. Ward will set it up. Carson in the middle. She'll tip it. There's a good stab and a dig there by Littleman again. Outside Cloakie. Blocked up front by Carson and by Peterson. And give the kill there to the Chanticleers to make it, or the block, you should say, 23-18, 2 points away. Holly Heil with 13 service points in this match, going for 14. Pass is off the mark for Donovan Trumbull. Going to be trouble to get it back. Cloakie does. Free ball for Ward. Carson's going to go up with a quick swing. The dig is made by the Cardinals and Pfeiffer. Again, though, they can only pass it across. Carson set. Middle Welniak. Tip good. Smash point for the Chanticleers. Carson controlled that point. Had a swing in there. Had a couple of nice sets. And it finally gets Ward to match point at 24-18. And Holly Heil is serving away here for Ord's 12th win of the year. Clips the net, but it's picked up right in the middle by Rainforth, set to the right side. Cloakie will put it down, and Donovan Trumbull is still alive. Cloakie with her fifth kill of this game, but it is still multiple game points here for Ord, 24-19. Kayla Heinrichs, who has not got a point on her serve tonight, is back there to serve now, and she's got to get five in a row. Takes the easy route, floats it to Heil. Tuma sets. Carson outside. She's blocked, but out of bounds, and that's the end of the match. Nikki Carson with her 11th kill finishes things up, but Ord was definitely challenged by the hometown Cardinals of Donovan Trumbull before winning it in three, 25-19, 22-25, and 25-19. The feature match of the night between number one Kearney Catholic in C1 and the number five Lady Chanticleers in C2 award is coming up next. But first, it's the Misco Sports Postgame Show. We'll give you all the numbers right after this timeout.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow, we're the ones to know. The most recommended Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And it's time now for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center. And, of course, their original location in downtown Ord. And they've got everything you need for the fall or winter sports season. Or if you just need some Husker gear to root on your team this weekend, start to cool down a little bit. Sweatshirts, T-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, it's all there at Misco Sports. Here's a look at the numbers from game number three. For Donovan Trumbull, Bailey Rainforth, a service point and an ace block. Emily Littleman had a service point. Jordan Brummond a service point. Molly Greener an ace block and a kill. Katie Pfeiffer had six service points. Two of them were aces. Kaylee Glover had an ace block and a kill. And Kenzie Floki had five kills in that set. Seven kills, three ace blocks, two ace serves for Donovan Trumbull. For Ord, I had Katie Peterson with three service points, an ace block and a kill. Holly Heil, five service points and two kills. Haley Orant a service point. Kaylee Pelton had one kill. Megan Alexander, three service points. Two of them were aces, four kills. Molly Welniak, a service point, three kills. Nikki Carson, a service point, an ace block, and three kills in that third and final set. 14 kills, two ace blocks, two ace serves, and Ord takes the third set 25-19 to win this in three sets. Here's a look at the cumulative numbers as we get ready for our next match. Going to start in about 22 minutes, about 20 minutes, just after 6:30. Kearney Catholic and Ord will be battling here on Classic Hits. Overall, for the Donovan Trumbull Cardinals, I had Bailey Rainforth with one service point, one ace block, three kills. Emily Linneman, she was tied for the team lead in serves with 10. Three of those were aces. Jordan Brumman, three service points, two aces. Molly Greener, five service points, an ace block, and five kills. Katie Pfeiffer, 10 service points. Four of them were aces, one kill. Kaylee Glover, two ace blocks, five kills. And leading the way tonight was Kenzie Clokey off the bench, had eight kills. 22 kills, four ace blocks, nine ace serves. Donovan Trumbull falls to 9-9 on the season. They'll take about an hour break here and then play Kearney Catholic tonight. And after that, they will go to Giltner next Tuesday to take on 11-2 Giltner, 10-5 Heartland. We'll come back and give you the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Nobody celebrates Mohawk's anniversary sale like B&B Carpet and Donovan. It's the perfect time to find new flooring at great prices for any room in your home. We have special financing available where you get 3 years no interest when you buy any Mohawk flooring. You won't find a greater selection of products anywhere in the Tri-Cities. Through the end of October, take 3 years to pay for your flooring today at B&B Carpet and Donovan, the area's only Mohawk floorscape store.
And we're back here on the Misco Sports Postgame Show. The overall final numbers for Ord, they had a lot of statistics. They served a lot of points. They got a lot of kills. They didn't have a lot of ace blocks, but their blocking in the third set, I think, helped them finish things off here in the third and final set. First off, for Katie Peterson, she had nine service points. Two of them were aces. She had an ace block and six kills. Holly Heil led the Chanticleers in serving with 14 points, five kills. Haley Orant, two service points. Kaylee Pelton, seven kills. Megan Alexander, four service points. Three of them were aces, 11 kills. That was tied for the team high. Molly Weliak, a service point, six kills. Nikki Carson, two service points, an ace block, and also tied for the team high with 11 kills. And Jerry Tuba had four service points. One of those was an ace. In three sets, Ord had 46 kills, two ace blocks, and six ace serves to improve to 12-3 on the season with a 25-19, 22-25, 25-19 win over Donovan Trumbull. Ord will take on the number one team in C1, Kearney Catholic, in our next matchup. This will be the first meeting of the year between the two teams. They did not face off at the Kearney Catholic Tournament earlier this year. Ord will be heading to the Gothenburg Invitational this weekend and then off to Luke City 1 week from tonight for more conference action against the Red Raiders and Adams Central. Ord is the host this year of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament going on the week of October the 10th. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center and in Ord for over 125 years. Whatever you need for sporting goods, they've got it. Maybe a little hunting and fishing at the Ord store. Maybe a little women's apparel at the Kearney store. You find what you want. Misco's is going to take care of you. Open late Thursday nights. This happens to be Thursday. They're open until late in Kearney. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. We'll take about a 12-minute break and be back with Kearney Catholic and Ord, so stay with us. For our producer and engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. First match of the night, Ord defeats Donovan Trumbull, 25-19, 22-25, and 25-19.